News on demand at WRVA.com. I'm Andy Dernan on Richmond's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, News Radio 1140 WRVA.
All right, they've arrested the Bundys. No, not those Bundys. The out west Bundys. You know, the ones that were involved in a 2014 standoff with the feds at their Nevada ranch and then worked their way out to Oregon for that standoff. Cliven, Ammon, and Ryan Bundy have all been arrested, indicted for their roles in the Oregon standoff. Joining us to talk about it and why it might be time for even the staunchest of conservatives who support their anti-government efforts to stop supporting them is David Jenkins, president of Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. Let's start with what the Bundys have done and what their stance is and why maybe it's time for some of us to stop supporting that stance.
Well, I mean, essentially what the Bundys are bullies. They've been mooching off of the taxpayers by grazing their cattle on public lands without paying the fees. And these public lands, you know, they belong to you and me. They're just managed by the government. And so they've been doing this for 20 years without paying a dime. Other ranchers pay for this privilege. But the worst thing is, of course, is they don't recognize the authority of the United States. You know, Cliven Bundy said he doesn't recognize the United States is even existing. And so, you know, they're basically anti-American. They believe that they ought to be able to do what they want to. And if someone thinks otherwise, they just rally people together to point guns at them and say, it's our way or the highway. And, you know,
when you first started that, David, I thought you were going to actually agree with them, because the Bundys would probably agree with you that land is just as much their land as it is your land and my land. It belongs to everybody. So why can't I graze my cattle on it?
Well, it belongs to everybody. That's the thing. We just can't have people just willy-nilly deciding, okay, I'm going to take over this particular part. Nobody else is welcome on it. I'm going to use it for my own purposes, make profit off of it, and not give any return to the taxpayers who are helping pay for the upkeep of it. If you owned an apartment building, you know, you wouldn't let someone come and open up a business there in it and not pay you anything for it.
Well, as you know, they do not recognize, and here's where we get the problem, is they don't recognize, as you say, the sovereignty of the United States government. They think that all this land needs to be turned back over to the people.
Well,
when in reality, it is the United States government is the people.
Yeah, he wants, I mean, this whole kind of weird radical ideology is a self-serving thing. I mean, he concocted it to basically justify whatever he wants to do. And, you know, you can't live in a civil society and have people allowed to do that. And furthermore, I mean, if you support law enforcement officers, what do you think of someone deciding he's going to have people point high-powered rifles at, you know, law enforcement officers just trying to do their job and threaten to shoot them if they move his cattle off of land that's not even his personal land?
David, why do you think they didn't go after Cliven Bundy back in 2014 after the Nevada standoff? They backed way off. I think they made it feel like he was a winner, and that probably emboldened what happened in Oregon.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we've been beating that drum for the better part of a year now. The Obama administration just, you know, like most liberals, they just wring their hands and fret over, well, if we do this, this happens or this happens. And the thing is, these guys thought they won. They said, oh, well, the government can't touch us. We made them back down. So we wouldn't have even had the whole wildlife refuge takeover, most likely, if these people had just been arrested. I mean, the two ringleaders of that, Bundy's sons, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, you know, they've now been charged with activities from that 2014 incident, which could have happened, you know, 6 months ago, probably even a year ago.
So they've got him in jail already for what happened in Oregon, so this is just an opportunity to pile on the charges, right?
Yeah, and I commend what the FBI did in bringing the Oregon thing to an end and taking advantage of the opportunity to arrest Clive and getting off the plane. But the 2 years, you know, leading up to this, it's just been a very weak Obama administration at selectively enforcing the law. And, you know, President Theodore Roosevelt, the guy who created that wildlife refuge over in Oregon, he said, you know, if you don't enforce the law, all you have is the rule of unscrupulous bullies, you know, and there is no law. Well, and that's really what we have here.
The problem is that, as you know, David Jenkins, as we selectively enforce the law, immigration comes to mind, for example, where sometimes we decide to ignore the law, depending upon what our political persuasion is. Here, one last thing I want to ask you before I run out of time, though, David Jenkins, and that is about who the Bundys are. You know, I hear all these stories. I've talked to former FBI people who think, you know, a lot of these people are in this movement are white supremacists who just kind of hide behind this movement. Is that who the Bundys are?
I wouldn't lump them there. There's this thing called sovereign citizens, and it's a very scary group of folks who have these weird beliefs that the government doesn't exist, and that the leading law enforcement officers and over everything are county sheriffs who they actually help elect, and they just want to do what they want to do. And you know, some of these guys have actually killed law enforcement officers. Situation in Las Vegas shortly after the Bundy standoff in Nevada. So they're scary folks, and they're certainly not conservative, and that's one thing that we're concerned about is the liberal media trying to lump these guys in as conservatives when they're radical extremists, and they're anti-American on top of that, and they're tax cheats, and you know, you could just go down the list of characteristics that you know certainly don't resemble my ideal of conservatism.
All right, David. Good to talk to you. Thank you, President.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Here on News Radio 1140 W.